You know, so many folks are trying to find out what they can do to try to help this dairy situation that we're finding ourselves in. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke talking, of course, about the dilemma that more than 50 of our Wisconsin dairy farm families are still in, scrambling to try to find a home for their milk before May 1st. So many non-farm consumers are sympathetic to the situation. Their hearts are breaking along with these dairy farmers on the situation. But what can they do? In studio with us today is Chris Teslar. He is with Second Harvest Food Bank. It's headquartered in Madison. It does great work with food assistance all around the state of Wisconsin. And Chris, we've been talking. There's a lot of farm organizations, a lot of other food-related organizations that have been approaching Second Harvest this week, these past couple of weeks, trying to figure out what they can do to mobilize and try to help the situation as best they can. Tell me a little bit about how those conversations have been going. You were mentioning it's not just internal. There's a lot of people paying attention to this.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about it internally. We're also talking about it with, we're a member of Feeding America, so we're having conversations with nationally. This has really drawn some attention nationally with Feeding America, and we're talking with the folks over at the Department of Ag to try to come up with some kind of solution. Is there some way that the food banking system throughout the state of Wisconsin, Minnesota, is there some way that we can help with this particular situation? You know, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is we're trying to find any way that we can help these farmers who are impacted by this.
And we may have a good option for you, so get ready to jot down some information. There is an Adopt a Cow program, and as fun as that may sound, in all realities, it's a great way to connect people in our community that would otherwise not have access to dairy products to Wisconsin dairy products. Chris, tell me a little bit about this Adopt-a-Cow program.
Yeah, it's our Adopt-a-Dairy-Cow program, and people can actually see more about it if they go out to givedairy.com. Basically, what we have out there is we've got six cows, and they've got, you know, fun names and fun backstories to them, and what people can do is they can adopt one of the six cows, and they can adopt the milk production of either a day, a week, or a month, and those are all set dollar amounts that they can kind of adopt. And what we do is we then take those funds and we put it into a restricted bucket where we only use those funds to purchase Wisconsin dairy. And so then we will then take those funds, purchase Wisconsin dairy over the next several, you know, weeks, months, in order to try to give that that product to the people that we're serving. So it's a great way for people to help the situation, but also to help people who are struggling with hunger.
You know, and that's one thing I don't want to brush past. I think sometimes that we forget that people are coming to food pantries, food banks, looking for a little assistance. Dairy is a precarious product for many food banks, food pantries around Wisconsin. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the food pantries that we work with, I mean, we've got over 200 partner agencies that we work with. Many of them, they don't even have a cooler, you know, in order to hold this perishable product. So that's one of those things. It is very rarely donated, believe it or not, dairy, even in Wisconsin. Part of it is because of the cooler issue. Part of it is because of the perishability of it. And so, you know, sometimes let's say we're working with a food pantry that's in a church. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have an extra cooler that they can keep milk or cheese for the people that they're serving. So we have lots of partner agencies that have no way to safely keep the product until they can deliver it to the people that they're serving.
You know, and I don't mean to catch you off guard here, Chris, because you're a good sport bringing us this Adopt-a-Dairy-Cow program. But let's say that I've got a vendor that's listening, a company that's listening. Maybe they're a fluid bottler. Maybe it's a product like cottage cheese or butter, or maybe even ice cream or something like that. Is Second Harvest always open to partnerships? Let's say that those folks are willing to donate product. Maybe they can even provide the storage facility to house it until it's ready for distribution. Because like you said, dairy is tough, but we want people that are coming short on the food side of things to be able to have access. Are you guys always open to those partnerships?
We live and die on partnerships. We are trying to make partnerships every day so that we can provide their product to the people who need it the most. So absolutely, we are constantly looking for new partnerships on new product, existing product, you know, whatever might be out there. And it's one of those things where we're constantly looking for that, and we would love to have those discussions. So happily have them reach out to us.
Because I think sometimes, you know, people forget about the opportunity. You know, we complain a lot in the dairy industry about having too much of some things and recognizing that there's financial bottom lines involved here. But to the same extent, when we're all in this kind of a situation, nice to know that those options are out there. Let's go back to the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. So how can we get started if we're listening this morning, Chris? How can we get started and feel like we're involved, that we're trying to do something to help these dairies?
You know, the quickest and easiest way, go out to givedairy.com. Find a cow that you can really kind of warm up to. Go ahead and adopt some of their production. Again, it could be a day, a week, a month, or it could be any amount that you might want to put in there. Because the reality is that every dollar you put into that program, that we will be using that to purchase Wisconsin dairy and get it out to the people who, right here in the 16 counties that we serve, who are struggling with hunger. So we're going to be purchasing Wisconsin dairy, and we're going to be providing that to the people right here in Wisconsin who are struggling with hunger.
And again, give me that website one more time.
givedairy.com.
All right, folks. So there you have it. If you've been feeling particularly frustrated about the situation that some of your dairy neighbors or your friends have been experiencing all month long while they continue to work diligently to try to find a home for their milk, is there something you can do? Well, now you have an option. givedairy.com. Take on that cow's production for, as Chris said, a day, a week, a month, whatever you can afford, and know that that is going to purchase Wisconsin dairy products that hopefully will help make space for some of the 50-plus dairy farm families that are still looking for a home for their milk. Chris Tazelar, he is with Second Harvest Food Bank in Madison. If you need more information on how to contact him, as always, you can always look for the Second Harvest Food Bank website. But like you said, the best way to concentrate your efforts on this dairy project, givedairy.com.